Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pekin Football. This is Tim Hatley once again here at homecoming here at Tombstone Field, Davis Idol Track, and Jerry Horton Relays. Beautiful, beautiful night for football. It rained most of the day here at Pekin. If you're joining us from out of state, it's been kind of a couple rainy days here. We need the rain. Somebody needs it. Overall, though, with all that rain, the field looks in great shape, probably the best it's looked in a couple of years here. I know Mr. Donovan spent some time with Iowa State University last summer trying to redo the turf, and they scraped, basically went back from scratch and started all over again. And I'll tell you, this field just looks beautiful. Probably one of the best fields around. I coach junior high football. We get to travel quite a bit. Just came from Central Lee last night, and I can tell you, even two or three classes above us with other schools, this is definitely, hands down, one of the best fields in Southeast Iowa. So hats off to Mr. Donovan and the hardworking grounds crew. I know Inky Garrell spends a lot of time. Some of you that have been around Pekin probably know Inky. He's been a former graduate of here, and he's been working here a long time, doing a great job for us, keeping these grounds nice and just making everything look sharp for this Pekin homecoming. Fans starting to fill up here. We've got about a minute and a half left to go before we start the game. Captains are currently on the field right now, and it's looking like just a fantastic night for Pekin football. And taking on the English Valley Bears tonight. Pekin coming off a great win last week. If you joined us in New Sharon last week for their homecoming, put up over 50 points on the board for the offense. The offense was firing, and they only allowed two scores last week on the defense. So far, offense and defense both clicking along quite nicely. Special teams starting to come along as well, and just tremendous building opportunities. This team has grown a lot since this first couple of broadcasts. New London, it was kind of tough to tell. Sigourney, who has only lost this year by just one touchdown, and I think if we played that game again tomorrow, I think it'd be just as close, and I think Pekin would come out on top. And I'll tell you why, because they've really been growing, getting better, developing different parts of their game. Last week we saw over 15, 16 passes from Alsa. A lot of throwing for this normally just power football team, and those passes connected to several different receivers all around. So homecoming getting kicked off with some tailgating. I got a chance to judge a beef contest. It's just an amazing experience. I'll tell you, here's what it looks like. 6 entries, they bring you sandwich after sandwich of beef, and I taste them all and probably ate more than I should have. But I'll tell you, it was just a blast. They also tailgate, they set up. That's part of the competition as well. Mr. Lamb, who does a fantastic job with our FFA program, sponsors that and gets a $100 gift certificate from Packwood Locker. I'll tell you, $100 of meat. That would be awesome. And so the winner, Bob Arendt this year, he's been a strong competitor in the past, but close this year. Again, the other 5 competitors doing a great job, bringing great sandwiches, and it's always good to see everybody out getting together. It's a great tradition, started 2 years ago and just continues to build and do a great job. So Panthers will kick off here to start the first quarter. The kick is up, and they're releasing some balloons on this kickoff. Pretty neat deal. As the kickoff went, Brian Brady got it all the way down into the end zone, and it's a touchback. That's a great, great start for the Panthers as it brings up 1st and 10 for the Bears on the 20-yard line. So the Pekin defense will start out this game on the 20, and just a great crowd filled up here almost to capacity. A lot of people coming out to watch this team. 4-1 right now, great record, undefeated in district play. Just steamrolling along as they continue to grow and develop. Out here on defense, they come up with those 3 tough D linemen again. English Valley is in shotgun formation, a fake. Quarterback keeps it up the middle and taken down by big old 71, J.D. Hollingsworth. Came across and made the tackle and about a 2 to 3 yard gain there, so that's going to bring up 2nd and about 7 for the Bears. Panthers looking strong already on defense. Just kind of a shotgun formation and fakes, and then the quarterback kicks it up, and J.D. Hollingsworth was there to pick up the tackle and stop him for just a short game. Same spread, same offense for the Bears. No receiver spread out. Pretty tight formation. Shotgun still. This time it is a give to the running back. He comes up the right side and gets about 3 or 4 again. So now bringing up 3rd down and probably about 4 for the Bears. Panthers going to need to stiffen up a little bit here on defense on this 3rd down. They've only got about 3 to go to move the markers, so I'll make that about 2 with the spot here. And the referee is stopping the game. Referee Pete Schaefer, he's been around for a long time. I recognize him from coaching junior high. He comes down quite a bit here to Pekin, and he's got his crew out here, and they're ready to, they always do a good job ready to get this game underway. So it looks like an equipment timeout, I believe. Looked like Tanner Adam maybe had to adjust the helmet or put it back on there on defense. So they will start the game again, and it really looks about like third and one after the spot. It felt like it was a pretty generous spot from where I'm sitting, but that's all right. Ball's on the 29-yard line, third and one. English Valley taking some time to run the play here. They send another play in once they whistled for that equipment timeout. Coming to the ball, still shotgun quarterback. Blitz in the middle. Panthers coming hard. Brought down by number, just still getting kind of slow to get up here. Looks like Jared Bond, number 78, and on the tackle there. And that wasn't up for a first down. It wasn't much more than that. Just barely got across the plane to the first down line. And that's going to put them at the 31-yard line, first and 10, English Valley. So, Panther defense, a rare first down given up here in the first quarter. This team's been a third-quarter team. It usually takes them a little while to kind of knock things off, get a chance. The coaches do a great job adjusting. When they came out from halftime last week, they put up 28 unanswered points. So, just because they're a little slower here on defense to react doesn't mean they're not going to adjust. A little under the running back there, comes across and taken down in the backfield for a loss of about 2 or 3 yards. Jared Bond again in on that, as well as Petey Club. So Bond already with 2 tackles and just 4 plays here, making himself known, getting across and making it happen. Jaden Nicholson checks in for J.D. Hollingsworth. Jaden's been doing a great job at that nose guard spot, so that's going to round up the 3 guys up front. Will be Conger, Trenton Conger, Jared Bond, and Jaden Nicholson. At linebacker, Tanner Adam, Eric Adam, Petey Club, as well as Colton Lamman is in there. Looks like Jeff Brain's in that linebacker spot, too. So good push. They tried to come straight up the middle. Panthers met them there. Jaden Nicholson, who we just talked about, who just checked in on that tackle, as well as Club, came in on a blitz and stopped them for little to no gain. So that's going to bring up third and about 11 on the 30-yard line with 9 minutes and 20 seconds left to go. So the Panthers off to a great start, forcing a deep third down now. Last time they gave that 1 yard up to get a first down. We'll see what they can do on this third down. A great chance to redeem themselves here as they kind of got them pushed back here, the third and 11. Same shotgun formation for the Bears. Tight receivers. They're just bunched in there like tight end. Nothing spread out yet. We haven't seen a pass from English Valley. It's been all run so far. Quarterback is going to pass. He's coming back. He's fired back. And great coverage by Tanner Milligan, picked off. Just tremendous coverage. He came in from behind there to grab the ball. Jumped over the receiver. Cade, not a real tall guy, but great vertical. Cade Milligan comes up over him, takes the ball away, kind of juggles it, and an interception. That's going to bring up Panther ball. First and 10 on the 39-yard line. Great heads-up play by the senior, Cade Milligan. Cade Milligan getting his, I believe, second interception on the season. So he's out there to play some defense, take the ball back. Now, Panthers will spread it out. They've got 2 receivers right, wide right. Cade is split left, also up in the shotgun. Fakes to Club, takes it outside, also puts some room to run. He's got 10, 20, 30, 40 yards. First down and then some, down to about the 7-yard line, it looks like, from here. We'll see where they spot the ball. He went out of bounds, forced out of bounds on that English Valley sideline. And just a great run, faking just a read, fakes into there to Club, and then takes it outside on the option, keeps it himself, and also picking up about 40 yards, excuse me, 20 yards on that scamper there. So great play by Alsop. This time it is to Copeland. Copeland goes off tackle, gets about 3. So they're going with this hurry-up offense. Panthers will do this from time to time. They'll come out and they'll just hurry up. That means they don't huddle. They just come out and they just run a play. Makes it very quick. It's hard for a defense to adjust. And they'll come into different formations. They'll even shift once they get out under there. So also now he does shift. He goes up under center. 1 receiver each side. Gets a Copeland on the left side. It looks like it's going to be close. Oh, he's not quite met there. Just shortly after the line of scrimmage, it kind of widened up the hole and then it closed down. Copeland running over that left tackle, bringing up 3rd and about 4. So Panthers 2 downs here to go 4 yards to put it in the end zone. So the first time on offense, this offense starts rolling and picks up a first down and now several yards just short of the first down. Looks like it's going to be also begin on the keep, fix the Club. This time they sniffed it out and just stopped him. So that's going to bring up 4th and about 3 for the Panthers. So after those quick 2 runs, Panthers are slowing it down a little bit more here, deciding they're going to regroup. This is 4th down, so they're still no huddle, but they're taking their time getting back to the ball and getting the play in. Got to pick an important one here because, as I said, it's 4th down. They've got to get this punched in 3 more yards for a touchdown. Also, shotgun. Give the Club. Ball up the side, and he's in. Drews is in. Deceptive play there. Looked like the Bears couldn't find the football as Clark just goes straight up over left guard and puts it right into the end zone. So Panthers now up 6-0 with 7 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Panther offense starting to find some of that fire that they had last week. Panther defense forcing a turnover. So great playing on both sides of the ball. Now Brain will try and put it in and make it 7. Also to hold. Snap is good. Kick is up, and I believe it from here it looks good, and it is right through the middle of the uprights. It's the Kavner Construction Tower. The Kavner construction crew comes out and films the end zone side, and that ball went way up there and about onto the platform. So a great view, I'm sure, for those guys as that kick went right to them. Brain, just great boot. Plenty of distance right through. 7-0, 7 minutes and 20 seconds to go here at homecoming 2013. Great start for these Panthers. So just a shout-out if there's any Whitrock relatives out in Virginia. Talked to Mark before the game, said they're going to have some relatives living out there, or listening out there, so shout-out if you made it online, you connected with us, we're happy to have you. You'll probably see Christian here maybe in the second half when the Bears hopefully kick off. Hopefully the Panthers don't allow another touchdown, but you might see him on punt return too. So Whitrock did return a punt last week for, I believe, 60, 70 yards there in New Sharon. Cruise to a touchdown from that. So we may see him yet again if the Bears get forced into a punt situation. So welcome to all those listening, maybe even from Tennessee, Whitrock's grandma and grandpa down there too. If you're all over, let me know. If you see me out, let me know you're listening because I like to hear where everybody's from and what's happening so we can keep you informed and up to date as the Panthers get set to kick off here again. Great kick again. Sails way into the end zone. A tremendous kick by Brian Brain to get the touch back. And it's almost like we're repeating ourselves here. English Valley on the 20-yard line, 1st and 10. Panther defense coming back out there. So a great, great start, up 7-0. If you're just joining us, Panther homecoming 2013. It's been a tremendous week at school. I have the pleasure of teaching history there at the school and the high school, so I get to see the kids every day. And a lot of school spirit this year. You know, every year they have costume dress-up, but I really felt like, honestly, this year has been just a tremendous year. A lot of kids participating and good school spirit. So things are really, really great things happening here at Pekin. Having a winning football team helps. Volleyball is doing well as well, doing pretty well as well. Cross country, amazing as always. And so, you know, really a lot to be proud of here at Pekin, not just for athletics, also academics and all the other many things that happen from a supportive community. A lot of community support here out tonight. They have funnel cakes available for breast cancer awareness. There's given that they call it the Pink Panthers, sell that. And all the proceeds go to cancer research. The Rurtons here, as usual, are giving out or selling sandwiches. Their money goes back to Dollars for Scholars. So a lot of great things happening here at Pekin. So English Valley, the ball is on the turf. The first snap, the quarterback went to hand it off, and it just slipped out of his hand. Fell right back, about 10 yards back. So that's going to push English Valley way back from the line. It only make that about 7, but that's going to bring up 3rd and 15 for the Bears as they get started here after that kickoff. So Panthers forcing another long 3rd down. We may see another pass here. The only other pass we saw was on 3rd down last time, and that one intercepted by Cade Milliken. So we'll see what the Bears decide to do on this possession, 3rd and 15 on about the 15-yard line, backed up quite a bit.